Today, the Ducks, and this is your host, Tom Edison, and this is BBS Internet Radio. I like to call it Radio Free America, because we can say what we want here without fear of being harassed by the government, etc., etc. Hey, today is August 15th, and get ready for the futuristic news, but I just like to remind everybody beforehand a couple of things. Wednesday was, August 12th, a new moon, the day of a new moon. And I know I've said it before that Connect the Dots show here is an educational show, and a new moon is a time for starting something new in your life. And as you progress up to a full moon, the strength of the moon makes your initial declaration and actions gather steam as we get closer to the full moon. So the new moon is always a good time to start something new in your life. If you haven't started it already, as of Wednesday, well, you can start it tonight. We're only 3 days past the new moon. But anyhow, may it be of importance to remember that on August 15th, many great things happened in the last century that are important events in the history of humanity and the collective love of humanity. On August 15, 1965, the Beatles gave their first big stadium concert at Shea Stadium in New York City, an event that there was so much anticipation for that the air was sizzling for 3, 4, or 5 hours around Shea Stadium. You had to be there to feel it. But anyhow, it should be remembered as perhaps the greatest event to happen in the 20th century, where there was so much love for the Beatles, that the love caused the air molecules to sizzle like bacon on a grill, or like the sizzling of electricity in the air around high tension wires. Have you ever been around? Did I hear something in the distance? Okay. I can fix that easily. Is it less echo now? Okay, so the point is that on August 15th, 1965, something miraculous happened with humanity. The collective consciousness of the individuals, 55,000 people there, were causing the air to sizzle like never before, constantly. I mean, the Beatles only gave a concert for a half hour that day, but the air was sizzling before any show even hit the stage, any of the other performers, and even after the end of the Beatles' performance, 3, 4, 5 hours. I don't know, was anyone taking a record of that? Maybe 6 hours, the air was sizzling, who knows? But that is a monumental event. Perhaps the greatest, projection of love in the 20th century. And then 4 years later, on August 15th, 1969, was the beginning of the famous Woodstock extravaganza They lasted 3 or 4 days. And 400,000, 500,000 people gathered together. No policing, no interference, and everybody got along, and there was no violence. Phenomenal event showcasing the goodness of humanity. And those days should be written in history books, much more important than any wars or conquest of nations. And that brings us to today, the point that, and by the way, if you want to get a quick glimpse of the magic that was happening at that Shea Stadium concert, go to YouTube and key in Beatlemania in America 2, and you'll see a minute or two of the hysteria that made that moment in time phenomenal, like had never been done before. And the fact that the sizzling of the air went for 3, 4, or 5 hours is a fantastic accomplishment. I mean, I've gone to plenty of rock and roll concerts, like Pink Floyd. I've seen them pull magic out of the air, and the crowd roared for 10 minutes, 15 minutes straight, but then it ended. At that Beatle concert, there was a sizzling of the air for 3, 4, 5 hours, maybe more. And it started even before the first act went on stage, because it was all about the love of the people there and in anticipation of seeing the best rock and roll band on the face of the earth in August of 1965. And that caused the air to sizzle. A phenomenal occurrence. Unfortunately, if you watch the videos, you know, you can't feel the air sizzling. But the best way to get it, an idea of how magical it was, go look at that video on YouTube, Beatlemania in America 2, the number 2. Beatlemania in America 2. And perhaps you'll get a glimpse. And what can I say? But Earth is evolving. And like I said, there was a new moon back on Wednesday. I hope we've all set good intentions, and if you didn't do it then, it's not too late to start now on August 15th. As I was mentioning before, the futuristic news. In the future, people are going to start talking about the ETs are going to land on planet Earth. It's inevitable. You know, there has been hints about this for decades. And in the last 10 years, plenty of detailed information about the battle going on, the battles going on behind the scenes between the light forces of the galactic brothers and sisters that are light serving, that want to get rid of all the dark forces, the negative low frequencies, creatures that still have some control of our planet. And unfortunately, we have mass media that serves the dark forces, and they don't want to tell you about the good things happening behind the scenes, about the uplifting of the human race to leave their blood and flesh bodies behind and gain silicon bodies. And talk about silicon bodies, I was listening to that great BBS Internet Radio Network to the show that just preceded mine. James Gillian is the host. It's called As You Wish, Station One, like me, Station One. And James was talking about many of his experiences on his SETI ranch. out there on the West Coast with Bigfoot. And he just talked about the times that he just visited where they are located in the forest nearby and around that famous Mount Adams, where there is dozens and dozens and dozens of photographs of spacecraft going in and out of the mountain. And he shows a little of it all the time. In fact, he even shows the footage of him being dematerialized by the people on the craft who took him up to visit once upon a time, a number of years ago. So his show was always a good show to watch, scheduled at 10 p.m. every Saturday at 10 p.m. Central Time, and mine is scheduled 11 p.m. Central Time. And what can we say? So I was listening to the stories, and he happened to mention that to his awareness that the Bigfoots are silicon-based life forms, so which makes them more evolved than us in certain ways. And they're kind of telepathic, like we're beginning to hear many galactic beings are telepathic. Of course, the name of the show was Connect the Dots, and the people need to start talking about the fifth epochal revelation given to humanity over 100 years ago. And they talk about a galactic language that people learn once they leave their temporary human body status and go back to where they came from the higher realms, that there is a galactic spoken language. So this concept that everybody is only telepathic beyond this point in time is limited in the sense. And I would hate to think there was, because I've spoken many times. I've had telepathic conversation at events where the ETs were present or up in the sky and there's ships and stuff. And there is certain things that can be more detailed and more explicit in a verbal conversation that cannot be covered by telepathic conversation, you know, because telepathic conversation is kind of one way, you know, it's kind of like texting a certain thing. You're saying, you're thinking this and that, and you put the pictures, the predictions out there in the universe, helps send it where it was meant to go, and you pick it up. Okay, but that's a one-way conversation. Suppose the telepathic message had some incorrect info in it, or it wasn't really addressing what was concerning you. You need a reciprocative conversation to that. And if it's just telepathic, I can't change the image you sent me. And maybe by just sending an alternative image back to you, we might just get in a deadlock there and not be able to depict where the commonality and how we can put our different opinions together to form something we can agree upon. You know, there's more to the reality of the situation than saying that I respect your opinion, but I don't agree with it. And that hasn't solved anything. You know, it's a way of dealing with, hey, we can agree to disagree, but that is not a debate on where we can find the commonality, and sometimes we need that verbal conversation to bring that forth. And so in certain ways, verbal conversation is more effective in certain situations than telepathic conversation. But in other situations, telepathic conversation is enough. And that's the way it is, you know. There is always a variety of possibilities, and we need to be talking about all of them. And unfortunately, we're not talking about anything. People need to start speaking up and stop just listening to what the TV parents have to say, you know. The amount of information we're being informed upon by even the U.S. government is not much greater than what you get on Saturday Night Live, negative interpretation of the government. I mean, it's actually more entertaining there because it's all nonsense, but in reality, we should be getting more information. We should have more things explained to us. And let's talk about the public education system. We need to talk about that. Who decides what the kids are going to be taught? People that are being bought and paid for. Localities of neighbors in where their kids are going to grade school, kindergarten, first grade, second grade. The people in that neighborhood have to be making the decisions what the little children are going to be told and taught. And it needs to be a lot more and expansive and considerate and loving and peaceful than what they are being taught. You know, schools are not, you know, it's important to teach the alphabet, basic mathematics, and you know, realistic English speaking, so we can be specific what we're trying to convey. And we need to be talking about and practicing behavior to be respectful of older people. These things need to be talked about. And the local people in the local neighborhood where your kids are going a couple of blocks down the street to the grade school, you know, kindergarten to fifth or sixth or whatever, and those curriculums need to be discussed by the people that live there. And certain things need to be taught to all children, like seeing auras. You know, what's this nonsense that people, children are being deprived about learning how to see an aura when it only takes 15 minutes? And any child can begin to see auras. Where's the problem there? Why are all the teachers in the world ignorant of this and not talking about it? And we need to start teaching children that human beings are more than blood and flesh, or some description developed by Big Pharma. Now, okay, I heard we have a caller. Whom am I speaking to?
Hello, this is Frank. Greetings from Asbury Park, New Jersey.
Oh, hey, New Jersey.
I'm just not the boss yet.
But, hey, what's on your mind there, Frank?
I just got in. I missed the first part, but I think you're talking about the educational system and what's going on with our children.
Oh, yeah. I was just talking about that now. What are you going to say about it?
Yeah. Well, about that, I was still going to talk about our president, but about that,
That's
at the bottom of our number nine. It's the educational system. American people got to start looking at it, man, because it goes way back in the deliberate dumbing down of America, the educational system. And that's one major problem. It does, but that doesn't kill people. The institutions and systems don't kill. The banking terrorism doesn't kill. But the judicial court system kills some people. But there's seven other issues that kill. And I'm just here trying to make the American people aware of what they are. And you got your leader of your country. You want me to ask a question? I'll ask a question first, but I'd like to have about 2 or 3 minutes of speech.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
To tell the American people. Well, I mean, I'll start up with just the president of the United States. I'll focus on one thing because, you know, our groups are doing every issue. You know, we're focused on each issue. We're about 32 million Americans. Took 25 years, but for your listeners, there are 32 million Americans. But you know, that's 1/10 of the population, and it took 25 years. So, folks, don't you think that's a disgrace and a shame of the United States, of the people, we the people? You talk about democracy. That's all.
2 million.
With that.
Specifically, what are you referring to? 32 million people what?
I'm referring to that the leader of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump, right out bluntly, is a convicted felon. How many people know that? Well, you know, one third of America. See, that's only one third, and that's really stretching it. You know, that's a bit of a stretch, really, that are for Donald Trump. It's only and he's losing ground with this. Not even close, really, to one.
So you're saying
that's about 32
million people favor Trump. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, but what about the other? See, that's the way America and all the countries do democracy. But that isn't democracy. We do not have a democracy. Democracy means all of the people, huh? What'd you say?
Hey, listen, I've been telling people for years, the United States is a constitutional republic. And in the republic, the representatives, the elected representatives, have all the power, and you, the citizen, have none. That's what it comes down to. You know, if it was democracy, we'd have to be, the general public would have to be voting and making decisions on everything. But it's not like that. You know,
yeah, but see, then the American people, going back to the educational, they're not educated in those representatives. The whole country is being represented by 451 people. That's it?
Yeah, well,
I'm sorry, 441.
I think it's 535, right? But you got to include with the Congress, I mean, the Senate, right?
Yeah, yeah. And it's exactly 441 people. The millions, see, like you talked about the education. When I went to school, the government was already three or four million. That's what I was taught in school, 3 or 4 million. Now it's 50 to 78 million. And the American people don't know what that means. That means those people are not the government. They are government workers. Workers. They don't make laws.
Yeah, right.
So
it's only the 535
people
that make the laws.
Yeah, oh, really?
With
really?
They don't make my rule. Executive orders,
man. If the people come
together. It's a problem, and it doesn't represent the system. You know, the bottom line is, like, if you ever heard the saying, that was then and this is now. When the Constitution was put together and they came up with this constitutional republic with the three, avenues of government to counteract each other, seemed like a great idea back then. But everything has been morphed and bought out with money to the point now it doesn't make any sense to keep this method of government because it doesn't work for the regular people anymore. It works mostly for the wealthy, you know? And we have to really seriously talk about changing the rules of play with government. I mean, it's not that difficult to do, but the problem, you know, the biggest problem is, and tell me if I'm wrong here, the biggest problem is in order to get this change of government, we have to count on those 535 people, most of which are bribed beyond belief, bribed or blackmailed into doing what the elite want. So how big of a chance do we have to change the laws? Maybe if we do one at a time, but it's a big problem to solve, but people have to get involved, you know? And
the bottom line is,
you want a democracy, well, you better have to, we have to influence a majority of lawmakers to see it our way and give us a chance and give us a final say on things. I mean, one law could do the whole thing right there. There has to be a general public vote on everything law that the Congress comes up with, and every law we want to get rid of, we ought to be able to call for, we want to get rid of this law because it doesn't do anything for the common people. It only serves the rich people. We have to eliminate those laws, and we have to set up new priorities for the general public to have control of our representatives. Because as soon as they get elected, they know they can do anything they damn well want. and it's just so damn hard to get rid of them, it doesn't make any sense, you know? If you know what I mean.
Yeah, because it's a rigged system. It's been for a very long time, not just in the last 10 years. It's been from practically the beginning. When the people learn the real history, you know, about the forefathers and the making of America, it was all about freedom.
Yeah,
and
you know
we're
what?
Not, we're,
that
we're not there. That was
out there now. But the mass media who runs all the public TV stations, they are not going to let us hear the Paramount truth, you know? They let us hear a little of it.
Yeah.
You know, and they keep the big. Right now, there's so many secret things going on behind the scenes that you're never going to pick up on regular TV because it's prohibited. You know, if you try to talk about it, they'll find a way to pull the plug, and you won't get to say your word. You might even get harassed for trying to tell the truth on the big issues. But
there's an alternative. Yeah. There is a way to fix everything. You can't keep doing the same thing over and over again without changing something and expect a different result.
Absolutely.
So you got to do this. The people have to do it. It's the people either have to do it or shut the F up. You know, that's what I tell. I said, listen, you either get involved, you do the right thing. Don't worry about what everybody else is doing. You got to start with yourself. And not do anything that does any harm to anybody or anything, because you guys are dying from the pharmaceutical industry, the medical industry. You're dying from wars, and our people don't. We don't do those things, but we can't die from them. The number one killer in the world is not the wars. The wars are number two. Number one is the medical industry. You need to change. We got some outfits now that do the head to toe. You know, got to get away from doctors and hospitals that do malpractice. We're doctors in hospitals.
Yeah.
But we don't do those things. We can't
Starting with the education system, let's just go back to that. Children are not being taught the truth about who they are. You know, they're superior beings that are more than flesh and blood. There's like four invisible aspects, energy aspects to a human being. And the children are not being taught that. They're taught to fear dying as if that's the end of everything. And that is a freaking lie, you know? And we have to stop this lie from the beginning of the education system. And as I mentioned, I got to mention this again, you know, I taught myself, I bought a cheap little paperback book that said how to see auras, and in 15 minutes I taught myself how to see auras. All right, it was that simple. Something so simple that first and second graders could be taught to do it in one afternoon at any school in the country. So why isn't this important aspect of a human being you know, utilizing his ability to see auric sight? You know, every color has auric colors. When I look at anything white, a bathtub, a wall, and just make an attempt to focus my eyes on what's beyond there, immediately I see yellow hiding in the white. I see pink hiding in the white. And if I look longer, I can even see a light pastel green there in the light. You know? This, and the ability to do that took me 15 minutes to self-learning. You know, all it requires is doing a couple of kindergarten cutouts, and you place color circles on a white, big, you know, 2x3 piece of construction paper, and then you run your eyes around the edge, and you'll begin to see the auric colors. It is that simple. So what is the excuse? How many teachers do we have in this world that, first of all, don't even know about this, second of all, don't have the guts to speak up about it, and how many school rulers of school programs know about this or even want to get involved in it? You know, it's I mean, is everybody brain dead, as the question goes? And I'll have to say yes.
Not everybody.
I mean, I'll answer my own question here. Everybody brain dead?
You
yes, they are.
Change.
Because everybody is putting up with this nonsense of keeping young children stupid. And there's a million and one stories about children that could see things and their parents had brainwashed to tell them, no, you didn't see that. You were imagining that. And, you know, our natural abilities are being tossed under the rug and kept there by overly restrictive government that controls the thinking of children through fake schooling, which is an indoctrination to control their minds and nothing more, you know? What do you learn in school? You learn to respond to bells and commands. That's it. The period changes. The bell tells you you have to go from one room to another, you know? Announcement comes on. Well, everyone needs to evacuate for a fire drill. Everybody has to comply, you know? All kinds of stupid things. That's it, bills and commands. And that's the structure that they ingrain in children in school. And you always have to obey authority, even if your teacher is stupid. And there are stupid teachers out there. I met plenty of them when I was going to grade school. Some of these people, like, you know, how did they even get a degree to teach? You know, whatever. But this is what we're stuck with now, you know? And people have to, the parents of the children that are young have to go to their schools and demand control of the situation and have the guts to tell these people who are in charge of the situation, you're a total asshole. You know, you're depriving my child and other children of really gaining knowledge, and you're forcing them to obey commands and remain stupid. And you're, besides that, you're trying to impose vaccines on them and threatening them with throw them out of school. Can't go to school unless you get a vaccine. What kind of bullshit is this? You know, one step short of communism, really. And this is the crap that is going on, but people need to start speaking up about it. You know, the education system is probably one of the biggest problems. And then we got the brainwashing of people through TV, you know. We got the thing to get people to accept that war is okay and genocide is okay. And, yeah, you know. And then we got people lying to the public like Trump, you know. Oh, yeah, we devastated the Iranians. Meanwhile, they're still sending up missiles and stuff like that and causing trouble. And, they're not going to listen to anything the U.S. says. They made that quite clear. So what is this war going to go on forever? Same thing with the Palestinians and Jewish people. Jewish people are not going to give an inch, you know? And the Hamas people because they don't pressure Jewish people. And we got another stalemate thing. And we got other problems going on around the world, too. We got the Chinese taking advantage of our free laws, you know, and they're using bribery and everything else they can to steal secrets from us. And it's unbelievable. And they have their own genocide and all the other bad things they're doing, you know. People need to remember, like, the world united to get rid of the atrocities that the Germans, Nazis, were imposing upon Jewish people back in the World War II and other people they didn't like. Meanwhile, we know about the atrocities that China is doing, but is anybody saying, hey, because we need to stop this? No, we'll have a business deal with China, you know? That's not, you know, taking care of the real issue here. China is an evil country, you know? And they're out to take down the United States. And meanwhile, they're, you know, torturing people, stealing killing people needlessly, you know, and doing all kinds of bad things. And we're standing by, you know, they're as bad as the Nazis, if not worse. And we're standing around and thinking about, well, let's do a business deal with them. This doesn't make any fucking sense, period. You know? And people, where's all the people ready to speak up? You know, why are we allowing this to happen? You know, why are we allowing all this genocide? And that's just the tip of the iceberg. We got people in Africa butchering innocent people, and it goes on and on and on. We got people in America being stomped on. How about the American Indians? They're still getting the short end of the stick. And it goes on and on and on. But the line has to be drawn somewhere, and people have to rebel to a point, you know? And there was ways to do this, but it might have to start at the city level and then maybe go up to the county level. Forget about the state level. They're all corrupted in the federal government. You tell me one state in the United States that's not corrupt.
Yeah.
What do you say about that, Frank?
So start small with community. You have to not do what Americans have been doing for over and over again. It doesn't work. You need to be creative, and you need to do something different, totally different. Now, we're already getting the medical part done. We're doing head-to-toe places where there are no drugs. There's nothing to do with that surgery and drugs. There's other ways to do have medical care. Everybody in the world should have health care, period. So we're not against doctors and hospitals. The people we talk
remember,
to,
everybody, say no to drugs, and we're talking about the drugs at the pharmacy.
it got worse when fentanyl got introduced. They're doing that in hospitals too, by the way. It's not just the kids. Well, on this fentanyl, they're dying in one dose of that. It's everything. Every important thing is totally, man. It's totally messed up. You have to stop doing those things over and over.
The poisoning of the food.
And there is a way to do it. You just got to start yourself. You got to start with yourself. Be separated and do not do these things anymore. You can't die from what you don't do. So I don't care what anybody else does. Even because it's all about criminal people, bad people, evil people.
What do you think is the explanation why chemtrail planes are still flying, even though we all know they're dropping poison on us? Why aren't the politicians questions about this? Why isn't Trump being badgered? Like, when are you going to stop? Where's your executive order to stop the chemtrail planes that everyone knows is dropping poison in the air? Let's have an answer.
Well, when only 32 million of your population, when only 32 million of a population, one-tenth of a population, knows that, there's your problem. It's not the evil criminals. They just make plans and give out orders, and the people are the ones that carry it out. That's how simple this is. Stop doing that, and you'll have a better country. Ignore the government completely. That's all you got to do.
Right.
Ignore them completely.
When they have the press conferences, the president needs to be badgered repeatedly with the same question. When are you going to stop the chemtrails plan? We know you like to write executive orders. What's your excuse for not writing one to stop the poisoning of the air? And they got to ask that question day after day after day, you know? And they
said
at a press conference, the so-called reporters and journalists, they all need to come together. We're going to just ask this one question today, and we're going to keep badgering until we get an answer. But they all need to be asking the same question the same day at the same press conference, so there's no way for him to get away from it. You know,
you have to force him to own your own media.
Come on, you're the president. Give us an answer, for God's sake. You know, we don't want these planes flying. Why can't you help us stop the planes driving? We need to know why. Give us an answer. You know, don't walk away from us. We want an answer now. You know, you have to be that persistent. And then what about the other things? You know, it's funny, when anytime anybody calls or complains about or brings up the issue of global warming, okay, that conversation needs to be expanded to include the harp frequency broadcasts. Because people forgot about that, you know? You know what I'm talking about, harp frequencies, HARP. the negative frequency.
It's not the ones the angels play. That's not the harp the angels play.
Yeah, that's true. But just a common sense fact, they've admitted they're heating up the ionosphere to 1,500 degrees. Doesn't that sound like something that could heat up the planet? I mean, think about it. Does the AL present any proof that it's not heating up the planet? You know, stop worrying about the automobiles and stuff. Come on. You got machinery projecting negative frequencies into the ionosphere to heat it up to 1,500 degrees. Well, if you have a 1,500 degree envelope around the Earth, don't you think that's going to cause the planet temperature to rise? Where's the proof it isn't? You know, these are the questions that need to be asked and kept asking, you know?
They make it a research program.
Forced under the rug. But that is some significant global warming factors, I'd say. You're heating up, you know, you got the whole Earth in a globe of 1,500 degrees. Well, I'd say that's going to heat up the planet, you know? But why aren't we talking about this, you know? And why is it necessary to heat up the ionosphere to 1,500 degrees? Nobody's asked these tough questions, and nobody's answered them either. But we're not even asking the questions. That's how bad it is, you know? And, of course, reporters are in a bad situation. They ask the wrong questions, they end up getting fired. This is where it's at. How much different is this than a communist country right now? That's how bad it has gotten, you know? And, but that's it. We need to form groups that keep asking the same questions and demanding answers and not take no for an answer and not take being pushed aside and keep day after day after day until we finally get somebody willing to talk the truth about all these bad things going on, you know? Poison of the air, poison of the food we eat, poison of the water. You know, this used to be a joking lyrics that you find in a 1960s rock song or something like that. But it's serious business at this point in time because these things are still going on. And then we got the changing of the laws to allow the companies and the corporations to deceive us even further. And we have nothing to say about that. And all these stupid ways the Congress is a logjam. And the solution is so simple, you know? They're still playing the game. We're going to have a bill of 10,000 pages. Nobody's going to read it. And we're going to attach all the things we want to it. And the other group will attach their things. That's not the way to do it. Actually, the Congress shouldn't be, I've said this millions of times before, but I'll say it again, because somebody has to pass the word along, if you're listening, and have some authority. There should be no more than one law being voted on at a time. None of these packages bullshit, because that's how bad things get passed along. Only one thing at a time. And if the people just make a squawk about it, they don't like that one thing, there needs to be an affirmation election on it where a popular vote will decide whether this can be a law or not. People have to have the final say on stuff because the politicians are fucking crooks. There's no other easy way to say it. Am I wrong or what?
No, I mean, you're hitting on all the cylinders, you know. I'm glad you're doing that. I'm glad what you're doing. You're hitting on, like, 10 different things, and those things are part of what we're doing. We got, like, groups that do each one individually. Like, we start with the medical industry, the number one killer in the world, and we explain what the industry really is. It's not doctors and hospitals. That's what people think. It's way beyond that. Our group, one of our groups, put out a declaration 2 years ago, well, March will make 2 years, against the World Health Organization, just a few people walking right into thousands of people, and demanding, we don't want any part of you guys. We're not doing this. And sure enough, your president, who's a convicted criminal, by the way, he got us out of the World Health Organization on January 22nd this year.
The World Health Organization.
Think about now. That's a step in the right direction. That's one step. But not
right,
bombing another country.
They were part of control the world, New World Order control.
Yeah, that's been going on a long time. I mean, the only way to stop it is start with yourself, get with people with like minds, and just stop doing the nonsense. Stop dying. What are you dying from? You're dying from drugs. You're dying from the NIH. The WHO is going to take control of every country.
What about the 5G terminals? Everybody forget
about that?
Yeah,
that's number five on our list. 5G is a different technology. I'm glad you're bringing it up.
I've seen a few videos out there where people show you how you can take them down, but that's only a few people. These things, people need to gather in their neighborhood and understand, get themselves some RF meters and understand how dangerous these things are. Not to mention, every time you buy devices and hook it up to Wi-Fi, you're polluting the inside of your house. You're dragging harmful 5G radiation through your house, every room of it. And especially if you're standing right next to the modem, you don't know how dangerous these things are until you get yourself an RF meter and see. It's unbelievable how dangerous these things are. They tell you, it's great for convenience. Yeah, you want Wi-Fi. No, you don't, because when you're using Wi-Fi, you are physically harming yourself, your children, your pets. Yeah, your pets get harmed by this stuff, too. And it's nothing but bad frequencies. If you're going to hook your computer up to internet network using Ethernet cable, don't have a direct Wi-Fi, because that's just dragging more polluted air stuff through your house. And you need to shield, put a double level shield around your modem when it comes in from the outside there, because it's broadcast, especially if it's broadcast, and in fact, they all broadcast Wi-Fi now. Used to be you could have a choice to turn it off. No more choice. It's going to broadcast Wi-Fi where you want it to not. And anywhere within 3 feet or 4 feet of that thing, you're in a real danger zone. So you got to put two layers of aluminum around to protect yourself from that stuff. That's how bad it is. And you'll only know how bad it is until you get an RF meter and see how polluted your home is by having all these things hooked up to Wi-Fi. And of course, the people who sell you the gadgets, they're not going to tell you that, because then you wouldn't buy their gadgets. And your cell phone, too. You can't put it up to your face. 10,000 times stronger than if you have it 6 inches away. You got that?
Yep.
10,000 times stronger when you have it against your ear than if you have it 6 inches away. Are your children being told that? Or are you pushing your infants around in baby carriage and giving them the cell phone to play with, and they don't have to know how dangerous it is? People need to wake up and start making the right decisions and take action and avoid all the traps that are out there to destroy our health. It's no more than I can say than that. Hey, listen, Frank. Is there anything you want to say? You got about a minute left, and then I'm going to go to the end of the show because it takes 8 minutes now.
Now, keep doing what you're doing, because you touched on a lot of different things that need to be questioned and researched, because the stuff that's on the internet, more than half of it is garbage.
Well, hey, thanks for the compliment, but I'm going to end the show now. Stay tuned and listen, because there's an AI made a song about my show. And if you're familiar with the things I do on the show and talk about, you'll find it quite amusing. Followed by my Trump song. Which you can take any way you like, but is also amusing. Okay, thanks for calling in, Frank, and I'm going to do the countdown, and thanks for your input. Okay, Mr. Engineer, we're going to do the countdown and do the follow-up with the AI song about my show, and then the Trump song. Okay, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
There's a light in the attic, a knock in the stars, a question in the crystal, and a signal from Mars. Turn the dial past normal, past the news, past the noise. Tom Edison is laughing. Humanity, use your voice. Midnight on the frequency, the moon forgot its shoes. A saucer parked on Broadway just to hear the cosmic news. Conspiracies are tap dancing, dimensions overlap. Tom's got a constellation and a pushpin on the map. He's tracing ancient mysteries through politics and time, putting strange beside impossible and making both align. Calling with the questions, bring your courage, bring your doubt. When the dots begin connecting, all the hidden worlds come out.
One dot for the body, one dot for the soul, one dot for the mystery they never told. One dot for the planet, one dot for the stars.
Draw the line together and discover who we are.
Connect the dots.
From the basement to the heavens.
Connect the dots.
Where 11 turns to 7.
Tom Edison is bending every border of the mind, looking for the pattern that the ordinary left behind. Connect the dots.
Let the strange become the center.
Connect the dots.
Every seeker come and enter.
Beyond the beyond where the wild ideals run. Connect the dots forever till the universe is one.
Yo, candidate, author, recording artist. I'm a man wizard with a plan in the darkness. Ran for president, yeah, more than once. Part solution machine, part cosmic dunce. And he'll laugh at the label, then challenge the frame. Because serious truth can wear a ridiculous name. Lower the cause, raise the thought, let the people participate. Manual labor, new transit, reimagine the state. Education needs builders, young minds in the room. Cut waste, fix systems, let ingenuity bloom. Ease of service is the measure, not the crown or the fame. Serve everyone first, that's the heart of the game.
Well, your mama said stay away from that man on the air. He'll put UFOs in your coffee and stardust in your hair.
But you tuned in late Saturday, and the next thing you knew, you were arguing with an alien about what is really true. He'll take you through the rabbit hole and sell the rabbit a map. Ask the Galactic Federation why they never call back. He's got mystery and mastery, crystals by the phone, and a mind so far outside the box. The box has gone home.
Connects the dots.
From the White House to Orion.
Connect the dots.
Hear the rebel radio lion.
Tom Edison is kicking every doorway in the mind, hunting for the answers that the gatekeepers decline. Connect the dots.
Bring the skeptics and believers.
Connect the dots.
Bring the dreamers and perceivers.
Beyond the beyond, let the cosmic current run. Connect the dots forever till the universe.
Dimensional reality. Terrestrial absurdity.
Greetings, beings of superior intelligence. Why won't you return my calls?
There's a phantom in the matrix, there's a rumor in the rain, there's a helmet full of signals trying to program every brain. But freedom is a heartbeat and conversation is the key. A caller and a question can rewrite reality. So breathe in wide like slowly, let your inner compass spin. The universe gets interesting the moment you call. Won't you never to visit?
asking why. You'll leave asking 10 more questions. You'll leave laughing at the sun. You'll leave chasing every mystery.
Forever having fun.
Connect the dots forever till the universe is one.
The line is still open. The stars are still listening. This is Tom Edison. Has left the building.
You know, when I say trumpet, I mean trump it. Trump, 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 trump it. Trump, trump, trump.
Trump, 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 trump